Boston's mayoral contest is now in its last days with a packed weekend on the campaign trail for the candidates. In our final conversation with the candidates, we heard from Boston City Councilor Michael Flaherty yesterday. This morning, we're speaking with the candidate Flaherty is challenging, the incumbent Boston Mayor Thomas Menino, who's seeking a record fifth term in office. You've said in recent days that maybe five isn't enough, that maybe you'll run for a sixth term or
seventh, eighth, ninth term.
Do you want to be mayor for life?
I want to be mayor as long as I can make a difference in the city of Boston. I'm not going to say what I'm going to do next time. I haven't got elected yet. When I get in my fifth term, people in Boston might say, hey, Menino, you're out of here. Get out of here. You know, I want to make sure I listen to the people. I work with the people, and they will make the decision for me.
It's been one of the most hotly contested mayoral races in Boston in a long time. And although the recent University of New Hampshire poll showed you well ahead of your opponent, Councillor Flaherty, he still gets a healthy portion of the vote in that poll. Does that send a signal to you that you need to do a better job?
It doesn't send a signal to me. I always try to do a better job as mayor. And don't forget, during the preliminary election, there was over $1 million spent trying to bring my candidacy down. And that will have an effect on you. But I think the people of Boston feel good about the city and where the city is going.
In calling for change, Councillor Flaherty says that you've been in office too long. You've heard that repeatedly during this campaign. He also calls you powerful, vindictive, and the thin-skinned leader of Boston. Respond to that.
Well, I've been here several terms, but, you know, I continue to reinvent myself. I continue to bring new people onto my administration. We continue to be a newer city, attractive city. Our population in the last 10 years went up 30,000 people.
If you had to pick a word, one word to describe yourself, how would you describe Tom Menino? What would that word be?
Friendly.
Is that the way you want to be known?
I like to be known as a man who cares. Who cares about people, who cares about their lives and how we improve their lives, how we give them opportunity, a mayor of hope.
Calling them a complete travesty, Councillor Flaherty identifies, in his view, the performance of Boston schools as your biggest failure. He points to the figures you've heard a lot during this campaign, 23,000 dropouts over the course of 16 years, 100 out of 143 schools labeled underperforming. And I know you dispute some of those numbers, but if you had to pick an area of the Boston schools that you would say you haven't done well at, where is improvement needed that you just haven't been able to get to yet?
Well, first of all, we take in every school. We don't discriminate against anybody when it comes to the Boston public schools. There are other schools that discriminate against kids, don't take special needs kids, don't take language barrier kids. One of the things I want to say about education, it's probably the most difficult thing you can do in an urban area because it's not just about the schools, where those kids come from, where they go home to, and the support systems they have in place. And also, think about the language barriers that we have in our city. We might have 48 different languages spoken in our classroom. Our MCAS scores are up also this year in Boston. We sent about 75% of kids on to college.
But, you didn't really answer my question, which was, what one area of the schools do you think you haven't done well on that you would like to improve?
Well, I think one of the areas is selling the public on the Boston public schools. I mean, there's an image out there that the schools don't work. One of the things I think we do a poor job of is selling the educational process, the good work that's done by teachers, principals, and every day in the classroom.
In your 1994 inaugural address, you pledged that City of Boston kids who graduate with a B or better average and get accepted at college would be able to attend no matter what their financial situation. But the fact is, today there is no city program to help poor kids get to college financially. And the estimates are that 10% of city kids never go to college because they can't afford it, and 10% more drop out of college because they can't keep paying for it once they do get in. What happened to the pledge, and what are you going to do about it? Was that overreaching?
Might have been overreaching, but, you always have to have goals. You can't just sit there and say, oh, we're going to done. Don't worry about it. I like to overextend myself, and that's how I get myself in trouble on these issues. I try to push the envelope. But, we got Boston University right now is giving more scholarships today than it did 3 years ago. Northeastern is, BC is.
Let's move off of schools and talk about a couple of other issues, if we can. Your critics, including Councillor Flaherty, but not only Councillor Flaherty, say that you've dropped the ball when it comes to pushing the development of Boston forward. And I know that you say in some ways, like many other cities, Boston has been victimized by the down economy because developers are hard-pressed to find cash to push ahead with projects. But I want to ask about one specific project, the stalled Downtown Crossing development, the Filings basement location, Vornado. The developer there has complained it's had a hard time finding money for financing. Yet in the Wall Street Journal, there was a story in which the company said it's amassing a huge fund to buy and push ahead with acquisitions and other developments. Has the ball been dropped there in not pushing Vornado hard enough in regards to Downtown Crossing?
Let me just say, I don't think the ball has been dropped on any of our projects in the city of Boston. But that's only one project in the city of Boston. You know, we have 30 million square feet of development.
Well, wait a minute. Let's stay with Downtown Crossing for a minute, because in many ways it is the symbol of Boston, Downtown Crossing.
No, it isn't.
And it is, well, it is for people who like to shop downtown.
Well,
it is a hole in the ground right now. When is it going to go forward?
Well, as soon as the finances come through. Anybody who understands economic development and understands the financial markets knows the money isn't there right now. Don't forget, we've got the Paramount Theater coming online at the end of this year. Next year, we got the Morin Theater going online. We just opened up 243 condos on Providence Street. Yes, am I concerned? I sure am. We've been trying to get Vornado to move forward.
What do you want your legacy to be?
How my legacy in Boston? To make the city that the city works for everyone, not for some of our people. Continue to make progress in all the different areas of our cities. Better schools, a safer city, a greener city. That's what I'm trying to do, making a better life for them.
Tom Menino, thank you very much for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Bob. It's great to be with you once again. I always enjoy it.
Boston Mayor Thomas Menino and his challenger, City Councilor Michael Flaherty, will both be on Radio Boston at 1 p.m. this afternoon on WBUR. You can talk to them yourself by phoning in, or you can email questions to them at radioboston.org.